on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
What's up?
It's actually been way hot here and humid. I feel like I'm in Texas.
Fudge, you don't know the half of it. 106 in the shade on Friday, 100 degrees. It hasn't dipped below, 80 or 79 for the past 3 weeks. It's bloody hot out here.
Oh, you guys are wimps. Come to Vegas.
I know. You're like living in a desert.
This is my favorite time of year, though.
Really?
I love the heat, yeah.
Oh, gosh, you're insane.
You can Remember, I lived there. I know the heat.
I know.
Been through it all.
You should live here again. That would be fun.
No.
Let's all move to Vegas.
Again, as I said, Vegas may miss me, but I do not miss
Vegas. Well, Mike Nestor and Pete have been in Vegas.
How'd that go? Has anybody been arrested?
No. And Mike's still here. Mike's going to be here till Thursday.
Good God.
And Pete left on Friday.
Right. And he's on a road trip and not with us again tonight.
Yeah, he went to California.
Yep, and I think he's traveling up, and then the next show, I'd like to think that we'll all be there.
I know. Your wish was to get us all together.
I know. I can't seem to make it happen. I don't know what happened.
Well, usually Chester doesn't make it.
That's right. And here I am. I've been the backbone for the last week and a half.
Yep.
Thank you, Daddy.
I'm always here for you, kids.
Well, we need either you or Pete here. We can't do shit.
But you know what we do? We should do. When the women win in the Battle of the Sexes, we'll have the ladies episode.
We'll do it? Okay. Well, we're going to still need one of them to be here to record it.
Thank God.
We'll just keep them muted, like men should be. No.
I know.
Well, no. I mean, you guys are still assuming that you'd win. So.
Oh, no. Well, we won the last one.
You won't have to worry about having your own solo show. It's all good.
I'm not going to agree. I have such a busy weekend that weekend, but I am still very focused.
Well, that's what assassinators are for.
No.
This is a war machine.
That's
weekend.
The beautiful thing, is that war machine is the only thing that's going to work.
Oh, really? So I have to fight manually?
You've got to fight manually.
No.
That's right.
You can't plug in the ID.
No. There's no doing assassinator, all that stuff. We will strike all of the ices and kills that you do if you run assassinator.
For real?
No, absolutely. We'll strike them. They just won't count.
Yeah, they won't count. It's very simple.
Well, that would be the whole point.
Yeah. So the whole point is to do it manually and to...
And have some fun with it.
Absolutely. That's what it's there for.
Don't expect a lot of ices from me then. I'll try.
I want at least 1,000.
Your finger are going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to cramp up.
The tendonitis kicking in.
God.
Well, it'll be good for... You know, it was actually good for me when the new fight module came out and there was no script. So I had no choice but to manual fight. And so
and
I
learned... good.
I learned a lot, too. Yeah, I learned, like, some of the hassles that you guys put up with.
That's funny.
And the whole time I was like, oh my God, I can't wait till they fix this.
And now but, it is fixed.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, did Brawler ever get updated or is that just going to be obsolete now?
I don't know. I need to ask Aaron what he's planning on doing because a lot of people are also asking when he's going to update the Chucker because they made any loot item under 65 attack or 65 defense giftable. And the Chucker is not self-updating, so Aaron actually has to go in and update new items that become giftable.
Right.
So I've had a few people ask me if I knew, and I don't. So I'll have to send him a message and see what he says.
Right. I hadn't used Chucker in so long until just a couple days ago, and I had to go reinstall it and everything, but I didn't notice that it didn't add the new stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, the new stuff's only been out for a few days.
And there's no way I'm parting with the new stuff yet.
No. Well, the new and good stuff we can't gift.
good because I need it.
Yeah, it's kind of sad too when you look at the top giftable loot. It's pretty much considered junk now.
It really is.
It's just really bad for the trading community. I mean, that was a community with a lot of people, and they don't really have a lot going on.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
They don't have a lot going on at all?
Well, there's not much to trade.
Maybe nothing.
No, that's true.
Except parts and things, huh?
Right.
Hmm.
And, you know, we've told them how if they're doing this because of the black market and they don't want people selling loot, all they have to do is sell it in the marketplace at, like, a reasonable price, and it would eliminate that.
I like the prices on the stuff, the consumables for the Raven. I just think sometimes it's just way overpriced there in the marketplace.
Oh, yeah. If it did more damage, it might be worth it. Because you figure one consumable per reward point isn't bad, but...
But you need too many. There's no way.
Yeah.
I'm irritated at the whole Raven deal.
Oh, everybody is. God. Well, you know who's not irritated with it and loves it?
Zynga.
Well, besides them. No, but I've been noticing, like, all the comments of people that say, oh, good, something that the script people can't finish in a day. And, like, people are actually excited that others are having a hard time coping with this,
yep.
Which I think is funny because guess what? If we can't cope with it, neither can you.
I was wishing Like a Boss would work.
It like does work, but you need the, not Like a Boss, the new Like a Boss.
Right.
Works on the Raven, but you need the consumables.
So you have to have them all there, and then it can decide what to use. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you beaten the Raven?
Once.
Have you got him once? Okay.
I just got him for a second time, and I'm doing a drop rate to see exactly how many of these sniper scopes drop. I didn't do that the first time because I was just interested in making the blog post.
Right.
So I killed him with what I had. And unfortunately spent a lot of reward points.
Wow.
And I'm not doing that.
Well, I saw your post on Get Satisfaction, and I can't even say it.
Oh, I know, the achievement. I can't say it either. I just copied and pasted it.
Yeah, I would like to hear you try to say that. I can't.
I'm not going to try to pronounce Latin. They probably made it that way so people couldn't bitch about it.
Yeah, it's like, you know that one thing.
They said that.
Yeah, you know that one achievement that nobody can say?
Well, in my point, I think people misunderstood the point of my Get Satisfaction thread because there's already multiple threads on there saying, you know, the drop rate sucks, 8 hours isn't enough, blah, blah, blah. Well, if they're not going to fix those issues, then I really think deleting that last achievement would calm everybody down and might make this more doable because you have to do it 100 times to get the achievement. And there's a cooldown timer. So if you don't beat the Raven, if you do beat the Raven, he's not coming back for 3 days.
No matter what you do.
Right. And a lot of people are using the theory, okay, I'll get him once. And I'll farm consumables during that 8 hours. Then I'll get him a second time and farm consumables and hopefully have enough to take him out the second time. So if you go on that theory, it's going to take you 20 months, almost 2 years to get this achievement.
Yeah.
If you get him every 3 days and kill him every 3 days, you're looking at 10 months.
That's ridiculous.
It really is. And I like achievements. There's only one I don't have, the What's After a Trillion. And I can work on that every day. I feel every day I get a couple $1 trillion and I feel like I'm accomplishing something. Mm-hmm. But this Raven, I can't do anything until he decides to show up.
Yeah. And then it's 3 days. So you have to wait.
Like I said on the last show, people work, people sleep, they eat dinner. Like they do.
They do?
Yeah. You can't be online for eight hours just isn't enough.
Right. And for the average player, definitely not.
And even the non-average. And many players assume that this is Zynga's way of forcing their players to buy reward points. I personally don't think that's 100% true. I think they just didn't plan it out right. That they don't look outside the tunnel, that there is other stuff in life besides Mafia Wars.
Especially in the summer.
Yeah. So, you know, most people are just saying, F it, and they're not going to even do it.
Well, that's pretty much what my mentality is on the deal. The first time he came out and it glitched, I decided I wasn't going to deal with it, and this time is no better.
Right.
I just don't want to deal with it. It's just one of the ones that I just don't care about. I would love the rewards. I would love the achievement, but it doesn't seem practical. I don't think I can do it.
I'll never do it.
The loot's not going to be good in a couple months anyways.
Exactly.
No, and you see, I tried to do it the second time, and I wasted everything that I had accumulated at that time, and it was like, it didn't even do a dent. I think I did 2,000 damage to him. What is it, 55,000?
Yeah,
I said, screw that shit.
Yeah, I think I hopped about 3,000 off.
Yeah. Pete actually got him when we were at the meet and greet, and he blew through all his consumables he had, and he's like, oh, wow, I didn't even get him halfway down.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And so he missed out. The only way I got him was I mean, it's embarrassing to say, but I really wanted to do the blog post. I think I spent between 60 and 70 reward points.
Ridiculous.
I know.
That's just crazy.
And then I was mad I wanted them back. And I could have contacted customer support, but I just don't like doing that.
I don't either. I don't unless I just have to.
Yeah, and a lot of people are contacting them saying, hey, the sniper scopes aren't dropping and they're getting compensated.
I have seen that,
too. Oh, that's BS. Because I don't bother them and I don't get squat from them.
Well, I think if they're going to selectively give people consumables to compensate for their lack of drop rate, they need to do it across the board.
No kidding.
Exactly. Give us all a stash or give us a better way to get them.
No, not trying to insult the
people. Just let them drop.
Yeah. Well, apparently, and I haven't been able to verify this, but what customer support has been telling people is that it is a bug and they should be dropping more consistently. Mm. But, you know, I haven't heard anything like that from all you get from Zynga and on their Mafia Wars Live. And when you try to talk to them is it was designed to be difficult and challenging.
Yeah. That's
and not impossible. There's a difference.
And they don't know because they don't play the game.
Like, exactly.
They hear us bitching and like they're probably like
thinking we're crazy.
You know, you all have a challenge. Congratulations. Well, we like challenges, but we don't like you said, impossibilities.
Absolutely.
Without the power of the credit card.
Yeah, just give me a damn chance.
Exactly. And I just don't see one here.
Yeah.
So I will carry on icing.
So yeah, I'm hoping to get a lot of people to like my idea and get satisfaction.
I liked it and I reposted it. So hopefully Chester will do the same.
Yeah.
And yeah, good luck with that.
We're lucky to get them online.
I know.
I feel you go into dissatisfaction.
No. You know what? I used to be on Skype all the time, every day.
Right.
It's just with my new job and everything, I just can't be on it. They don't allow it on the machine. And so if I try to use mobile Skype, it just sucks rocks.
It does suck.
And so...
I hate mobile Skype.
I do, too. I just don't even turn it on.
It sucks up your battery, too.
It is it's a battery vampire.
And you know how many Skype groups all of us are in.
I know.
It just goes crazy. Like,
oh, yeah.
It makes me nuts.
So when I first got my iPhone, it was like the battery would be dead in 2 hours. And I'm like, God, these iPhones suck. And so I went to the store and they told me that it was that Skype.
They're like, you're running all this crap.
No kidding. I mean, I run a ton of stuff. I actually just reset my phone the other day back to its factory settings. And now she's fast again, which is brilliant. And I haven't put Skype back on.
Yeah. I think the last time I turned it on was for our last Battle of the Sexes war so that I could monitor the room.
Oh.
I'm going to have to do that, aren't I?
Yeah, you will.
I'll turn mine on scent.
How am I going to do that? How am I going to kill you all and still
You're not going to kill me.
You're not going to have time. We're going to monopolize on that. But make sure you put yourself on auto heal before you go
I to don't work. Use scripts.
He does. Yeah, I don't even know where
are
to find auto heal.
Oh, I thought auto heal was allowed in Kalams.
In Kalams?
Kalams.
What the hell are those?
Families.
All the people I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah, you are dealing with a lot of clan warfare.
Yeah.
So what's going on your blog? Anything new?
No, last show we had just got all the loot, the new Fight Club and Fight loot.
Right.
So a lot of people have a lot of victory coins because we, you know, it's been so long since we've had a Fight Club loot update.
Right.
So me included and a lot of other people are just kind of afraid to spend them just yet because I remember last time Fight Club loot was updated, Bossy Don told everybody to buy the Fates. So we, you know, see that.
Yeah, that was
we run
dumb.
Well, at the time it wasn't dumb when she made the suggestion. So it was like, I want to wait. Like, I want to be careful. But I've made a few posts comparing the items. And two of your top eight are now fight loot items. And those are dropping pretty good.
So what do you like here?
Well, it's looking like the cougar for attack. And that's another thing. You have to see what's more important to you. Do you want your attack to be high? Do you want your defense to be high? Or do you want to be balanced? So it's going to be very important to see how many of what you need and which items will help your score the most.
Yep. What I usually do is I go in there and I buy one of each, and I see which one raises my stats the most. I'll first go into the inventory, and I'll see which one is the lowest, and that's the one I'll hit first. And at that point, I just do the calculations. Okay, that bumped me up 30, that one bumped me up 10, that one bumped me up 25. And then I see what's dropping, and I go, okay, don't need those. Those will drop. These are the two I'm buying, and then I go after them.
The two you definitely won't need are the Slaying Moon and the Himalayan Wolf.
What's the Slaying Moon?
It's a defense. I'm sorry, it's an attack.
Of 99?
Weapon. But you
or
have,
is it the 100 weapon?
It's the 100 weapon drops in fights, and that should be pretty easy to max out on. So you don't want to buy the Slaying Moon because every time you get a bolt pistol, you're going to knock it out and make it not useful. And it's like minus two to the bolt pistol. So in this Himalayan Wolf is minus two to the Barn Owl. So those are the two you definitely don't want to buy.
Right, because I'm working on my Barn Owl.
And then you got to look at, like, the Cheetah replaces the Talon, the old fight loot that was the best, and it's 20 points more per Cheetah. So that's going to really bump up your score. I don't really believe in evening it out between weapon, armor, vehicle, because the game doesn't do that.
No.
They take your whole blanket attack or defense score. So I'm not really trying to, you know, make it balanced all the way down. I'm trying to see which will make my attack higher, which will make my defense higher.
Yep. And just do that strategy and it works.
Yeah. And then that's the item analyzers are good for that. So that way, Chester, you wouldn't have to waste a couple just to see what does the most.
Are the analyzers updated?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it'll tell me which one will give me more. It actually
it'll say which ones you need and how positive, and plus however many each one will help your score.
Okay.
And then you can just line them up and say, okay, this one's going to do.
What's the best item analyzer out there?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, it depends what you're looking for.
What we're trying to do. We're trying to find out what do we buy.
What
do we need? Which one?
Well, there's two really good analyzers out there. There's the Mafia Wars Helper by Toomey, and I hope I said his name right. And then Spotcomb's Item Analyzer.
Okay.
And to me, the Spotcomb one's just simpler because I'm not really big into like spreadsheeting out all my data. And that Mafia Wars Helper, it really has a lot of information on there. I just want the basics.
Is that on the checklist?
I don't think Ike added it to the checklist, but it is on the Spotcomb site.
Okay.
And it's just called the Spotcomb Analyzer.
Okay, cool. And then analyze later.
Yeah, and you got to go all the way to the bottom, and it says show or hide suggestions. And then you click that, and it's going to give you all the marketplace loot too. So I hide marketplace loot, and it'll just list the fight club and the fight loot.
Awesome.
So I'm going to do a post on that, actually. I've been working on it. But Zynga just pushed out so much this past week that I still am getting caught up.
Cool.
So that's it with the loot. We have the Ruby loot event, which we talked about, and that's kind of causing a stink because a lot of people aren't going to get much of this loot. It's only here for, maybe five more days. You need about 10,000 energy per item. So your energy players are, some of them have even maxed it out.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. They have like attack and defense equipment scores over 200,000 now.
Oh my gosh. So just when you think you're doing better, people
I know.
Out of control.
The balanced and the fighting accounts will not touch that. And so there's a little animosity over that. But, energy accounts aren't going to win a lot of fights either. So I say let them have their glory. Me, I would like to get one of each item, but for some reason I'm not dropping three of them. I have like about 16 of items total, but they're from four different categories.
Wow.
And they and this is confusing people too. They only drop in a job that is Ruby Mastered in Brazil. So if you only have District 1 Ruby Mastered and you want these items, you need to farm from District 1.
So it needs to be mastered,
Right.
Oh.
And okay. So some people are like, I'm not getting any. What's going on? Well, yeah, the rules state you need at least one Ruby district available. Well, that means that you have to be in that district. You can't go work on Brazil in other districts and expect the loot to drop.
So basically, you have to go to something that you've already done and waste your time.
Right.
That's crap.
And I would recommend to just blow it off and work on completing Brazil if you haven't done so.
Well, that's what I want to do. And I had the ruby left on the last three cities that came out is all I have left. And so I thought I was in a perfect situation. But no. Damn. Okay.
And it's, you know, it's high scoring loot, but the way Zynga does it, it's not going to be worth much in a couple months anyways.
So I'll just stick to my game plan.
Yeah, I'm not getting too worried about getting a lot of this loot. I have been using my energy on Brazil jobs, which I usually don't. I usually work on the boss fight in New York. But why this is going on, I've decided to work on it. And what's beneficial is the Ruby Master jobs and some of the districts have really good experience energy ratios. So you're going to find you're going to level more faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am leveling a lot faster right now.
I've been too. I've been just blowing through it doing these jobs.
How'd you do on the mission? Did you finish that up?
The ice mission?
Is that the last one that we had that ends tomorrow?
The icing event. Yeah, I finished it in like the first couple days.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Scripture.
Assassinator.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
And if you should be.
If I had to do it manually, I wouldn't.
I would get your ass handed to you in this mock war.
I have too much stamina.
Leave her alone.
Yeah. I will quit.
I will protect her.
Good luck with that.
So I'm going to have fun icing Chester for that.
Yes, yeah, so you want to at least play for that.
Oh, and the big news, which everyone should be happy about, is we got stamina packs.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
Nice.
That's brilliant. And for those of you poor bastards that keep clicking it by accident,
you only get one after you level up.
Yeah, the big thing is you can only use it once every 16 hours, and they don't provide a timer, so you kind of got to guess.
Well, but hasn't Spockholm created a damn timer for that, too?
They haven't yet. I'm sure
isn't there something that they made that did a timer on some crap?
The checklist, but I don't think Ike added the stamina packs. They're not permanent.
Ike, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, we're just getting them. For how long do we even know?
They didn't say. I'm sure if this would be a more permanent feature, they would. But what I was going to say, since Pete's not here, is there's a new checklist coming out called the Checklist 2. And that one, you have the ability to create your own things.
Oh, what you specifically do.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I've got to check it out, and Ike's already written the blog post for it.
You're a traitor.
Why am I a traitor?
You're going behind Spockholm's back, man.
Ike is part of Spockholm.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
He is.
Okay, never mind.
I'm like, what did she do?
Well, I say Ike, but it's Team Spockholm as a whole. They all do different things for different.
Okay, you see, I thought that you were talking about that somebody else was coming out.
No. It's Spockholm. It's just going to be called Checklist 2, and it's a little bit different than the checklist, but it's more streamlined, and it's like more box-shaped, and you can do a lot more with it. I think people are going to really like it. So
speaking of the Spocktonians, Don Modessa, you just got iced.
That's his posting.
Yeah. So we should expect to see that out very soon. Awesome. And then we can add stamina packs. The only fault with those things is there isn't a timer. And then if you accidentally collect one when your time's available and you have full stamina, you just wasted it.
And that happened to me, and it bummed me out.
Oh, it happened to all of us. Even though we know, you still do it. If you accept a stamina pack and your time's not up yet, you'll get a mystery boost pack.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
I have 371 boosts that just sit there and look pretty.
Well, yeah, eventually you'll need them when you try to ice Jennifer and me.
No.
Shit, a boost's not going to help.
That's what my people look for.
He's not going to beat us with a boost.
I know. I guess I shouldn't have told him.
Yeah. No, I think all boosts in general are kind of a waste. They're cool. I am testing something out. These mystery boosts, they got a couple new ones that we've seen in the past but haven't gotten a lot of them. But there's one called the Slumlord that usually dropped with secret drops. And if you use it, you get 50% more cash from your properties.
That's so not bad.
That, if you can get one of those, and the problem is they don't turn off. So you got to, like, be strategic about it. Like, I went and opened up a bunch of mystery boosts, got this, and now I'm not going to collect on any properties till my mega casino's ready, and it will give me...
Why do you care about Vegas loot money?
Because she wants the...
My mega casino is in New York.
Oh.
It's my big daddy of money.
Oh, geez. Yeah. You're still going after that damn thing?
Yeah,
we're
I'm
not
going to
quit.
One of these days you'll get it. I can't believe I've got something that you don't. That's ridiculous.
How did you get it?
Because I've been playing forever and I have all the money and I...